Welcome back to Hour Number 2, with more fishing, more hunting, and more adventures on Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And I can see that our producer, Danny Jackson, is on the line. So let's go to Danny. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, well, good morning, everybody. And Donna and Chris from Dana Wharf, nice to listen to all you guys, the A-team there this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, indeed. Hey, I got some interesting news, some big news. We are going to actually air tomorrow our, what I would call our breakout episode for Angler Chronicles, aired several weeks ago, Big Bass and Bugs, with Chris Bone and Bobby Martinez, Robert Nguyen. Excellent fishing, the Long Beach Federal Breakwater. A lot of people call that the wall, affectionately call it the wall. Been around for about 70 years, actually. I think I fished at most of those. But excellent fishing, and to top that episode off, the big lobsters, the big bugs there at the end. We came inside the harbor. Of course, it's not lobster season right now, but it will be before we know it. And so excellent episode tomorrow, Sergio and A-team, 9:30 tomorrow morning, Sunday, Fox Sports West, 3 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon. So backed by popular demand, lots of nice calicos and sand bass. So it's an excellent episode, very exciting episode. Lots of fish coming over the side of Chris's boat there. So
that was
everybody
a good
look
episode.
Forward to that one.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of special projects coming up, and we'll be definitely talking about that in coming episodes.
Yes, absolutely. And we're working on the Lake Elsinore Dream Extreme Bass Tournament video, Derby, I should say. It's a Derby, Sergio.
It was a Derby. That's right.
And we should have that one ready for next Sunday. So lots of exciting things going on with Angler Chronicles. And, of course, we're going to have Dana Wharf episodes coming up, too, very soon. So we're looking forward to all of that.
All right. Looking forward to it, Danny. Thank you so much, and I'll say this publicly, happy anniversary. That was, what, 45 years?
45 years. We got at least five to go, I hope.
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Donna. You guys have a great weekend.
All right. Our love to you and Kathy, all right?
All right. Thanks so much, Sergio.
We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, 45 years. He actually beats
Dana
Wharf.
By okay. 2 years.
All right, so let's talk a little bit more about the different things you got, because we obviously have talked the first hour all about sport fishing, but you guys have a huge whale watch operation there, and no better way to get your family involved and get your wife happy, because, you know, we go fishing, and for those ladies that don't fish, you got to show them where you go fishing. You put them on a whale watch and you go see some beautiful whale. You guys have had an unbelievable season, right?
We have. We've had an amazing whale watching season. And I would add that it's our 43rd anniversary. And so we're having a great special for anybody that wants to go down to the landing in Dana Point there. You can come in and get half day fishing trips. You can get five per person for only $15.
Wait. That's a fishing trip for $15?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every time we have an anniversary, we try to do something special. And so $15 ticket seems to be the ticket, right, Jimmy?
Yep, we took advantage of that yesterday.
Yeah. Larry, when was the last time you paid $15 for a ticket? I don't remember ever $15. The cheapest I remember is $20 on a Twilight, but $15?
That's been a while.
It's been a while. If you guys don't take advantage, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, so come on down. And whale watching the same. Five tickets, $15 a piece. Come on down. It'll be through Sunday, and it's in-store only. So it's a great promotion. We're selling a lot of tickets. So come down and take advantage. Again, we're in Dana Point Harbor, 34675 Golden Lantern. Or you can call the landing at 949-496-5794.
Okay, so let's get, and that was fishing, okay? But I want to talk about this whale watching, because, I mean, you guys had blue whales. You guys had that unique situation with, was it the false killer whale?
We had false killer whales earlier this year.
You've had killer whales. Because here's the thing. I've watched you guys, I think, Dana Wharf, I think I've seen you guys on Channel 2, which is CBS, NBC, I know I saw you on Fox. I mean, you guys have been all over it.
Yeah, so. We had a couple weeks ago, we had, and it's funny, I was telling Chris on the way up here, we had the same thing happen yesterday. We have gray whale, mom and calves coming, going back to Alaska, and Laguna Beach is like a cove that they love. It's just like being in Baja. And so they're going into the coves of Laguna, and we named it Whale Beach, and they're... Their babies are spy hopping, and they're like right next to swimmers. It's amazing. So we had CBS News, Nightly News, come out with us the next day to try to see if they could have that same experience. And of course, you know, when you bring the media out, no whales. But we had a great day, and it was pretty amazing that they came down to see it. They wanted to see the beach. They talked to people on the beach where we were whale watching, and it was an amazing experience. So if you go to our Facebook page, the Dana Wharf Whale Watching page, you can see so many amazing pictures, and also on our website at danawharf.com.
There you go, guys. Make sure. And what is your website? One more time.
danawharf.com.
And
one more thing. I would say we saw 1,070 gray whales so far this season.
Over 1,000 gray whales, okay? That's great. That's a great way to get your wife happy and let her know where you go fishing so she doesn't think you're doing something else, Larry, because I know how you are.
And last year, we only saw 500, and we thought that was huge. So it's really good.
And you're still seeing gray whales?
We're still seeing. We saw 6 gray whales yesterday.
And typically, gray whales are done... When in April sometime.
Typically, but the last couple of years into May, but we're looking into June now.
Wow. This is really, really cool.
Yeah, that is amazing. And you know, really now, I mean, you're getting the blue whales, the finbacks, and all the other whales that years ago, we didn't see those.
Yeah,
and
we've
so
seen.
So now whale watching is a year-round experience now, isn't it?
Totally year-round. Year-round experience. We've already seen 4 blue whales. Just the day before yesterday, we saw a mom and calf fin whale, you know, right outside the harbor. So it's amazing.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, go ahead. Everybody wants to share it. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Well, Donna, you have a couple of great whale watching boats. Why don't you tell us about those?
Of course. Yeah, we have the Dana Pride, which is our queen of the fleet.
Pride of the fleet.
Yeah, pride of the fleet. Well, queen of the fleet,
okay.
I say. But, 95
hey, Jimmy,
feet.
Jimmy, she's the general manager. Okay. So she says it's the queen, it's the queen.
Yeah, 95 feet, 3 stories. We have an upper deck. You can sit and watch. It's beautiful. It's just, we just love that boat. And people, we get just so many great comments. And for people that have little kids, like, oh my gosh, they love the Dana Pride because their kids can just like self-contain. They can run around the boat and they love the dolphins. The dolphins get so much air from the Dana Pride's wake because it's 95 feet. So when that boat whips it up, right, Chris? Those dolphins get air.
That they do. They love to play with the boat. They love to come up and bow ride. They love to ride the stern wake. And I mean, that when you get that boat going, trust me,
it's a lot
it throws a good wake. And those dolphins love to play in it.
There you go. And
And we have our luxury 63-foot catamaran that was built for Dana Wharf. My brother actually built that. He went up to Cooper Marine in Florida and built that for Dana Wharf for our whale-watching passengers. And it's whale watching and luxury. It has a large upper deck. It's like a platform. You can go out. You don't get wet. It's a catamaran.
I've seen that one. That one's really nice.
People love that boat.
Yeah. All right. I like it. Jimmy, anything else about whale watching?
How many whales did you see this year, Jimmy, when you were fishing?
Well, I think we saw a minkey whale yesterday.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah. We had four.
And minkies. I've had an experience of minke whales. They're really boat friendly. I've even been on a boat before where they've come up and they put their nose against the guardrail.
Wow.
So
nice.
They're a lot of fun, but we've seen a lot of gray whales this past season, and of course a lot of dolphin too.
Yeah, and I tell people, I mean, don't underestimate whale watching trips. You know, as fishermen go, oh, no, we just want to go fishing. You know, if they don't give me a harpoon, why go? You know, but I'm saying Get on this. It's a great way to bring out the whole family, you know, the wife, the kids, all ages, you know, and you go out there and you just one with nature, you know, and it's if you get the and obviously the chances are with 1,070 gray whales and everything else you guys are catching, you're going to see something. OK, I'm sure you're seeing dolphin at least at every single trip. Right. Right, Chris.
Well, not every single trip, but a lot of them. I mean, pretty close to it. Mm-hmm. Pretty close to it. But also, you know, not only are there the blue whales around and the finback whales and the minke whales. I got an awesome story I can tell you about a minke whale. Breaching right next to the boat, coming out. Actually, we were in a barracuda bite, wide open barracuda bite, and there was, they pushed a ball of bait over to the side of the reel fund, and a minke whale came up right next to the boat. And I was up on the tank. This was back in the day. I was up on the tank, and this thing came out of the water with its mouth wide open and breached right next to the boat. And I mean, there was barracuda and all these anchovies in its mouth, and then shows like awesome. I mean, awesome sight.
Like we need any more competition from the sea lions. Now we got the minke whales to deal with barracuda, right?
Yep. And also, I have to mention, on these trips, not only are you watching the whales and the dolphins, you're also getting some certified expert narration and a lot of interesting facts on the whales and dolphins.
Well, what I've heard, and make sure that I'm correct here, you go fishing and you see some whales, and you guys don't charge extra for whale watching if you went on a fishing trip, right? Or you?
Absolutely not. It's all included.
That was a joke.
I know.
That's been a joke
yeah.
since I started.
There you go. All right, so great fishing, great whale watch, and you have the kids event every Sunday, correct?
Yes.
And that's 12 to 12:30?
12 to 12:30.
And it's free.
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 Free is so good.
You just go down there, and it's nice. I mean, Larry, you and I went down there, and not only do you get to go see the landing, but if you want to go get a nice bite to eat, I mean, you could actually take the kids, do the 12 to 12:30 event, and there's a lot of restaurants, or really nice restaurants right there, okay? You can make a whole day out of it.
Yeah, it's a great area.
I recommend getting there probably around 10, doing a brunch-type thing on Sunday. Then you take the kids at 12 to 12:30. Do you have a boat that goes after that?
We have Twilight. Twilight's 5:30.
Uh-huh.
Twilight runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday, and it's only $29 every night.
Okay, so change that. Instead of brunch, you take the kids 12 to 12:30. You go have yourself a nice lunch, and then jump on the Twilight. And that's your Sunday afternoon with the kids.
You know, one thing about Dana Point, where my personal endorsement about that area is when you go to Dana Point and Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, you're going to an area that is someplace that people will take a vacation. You know, it's so beautiful there.
Right.
And the marina and the surrounding beaches just north of there. You got Laguna and all that, which is a world-renowned place to go. And Dana Wharf is part of it. The beaches south of you, famous for surfing, and before they built the marina there, that was Killer Dana. One of the premier surfing spots in the world. So much history there. It's just amazing. The other thing that I was going to say, Chris, you think about this. I think you started fishing in Newport. Is that right?
No.
No? Okay. Well, I thought that's where
I meant I'm there, but
okay.
That's
so,
Corey.
Anyways, here's the
Corey
thing.
Lacer. That's Captain Corey Lacer on the Clemente.
Yeah. Here's the thing that I was going to get to is that in the L.A. Long Beach area in the afternoon, typically we get a lot of wind.
Right.
Okay. And from my surfing days, which was a while ago, but what would we do in the afternoon? If we want to go surfing, we would head down to your area because typically in the afternoon, you guys don't have the breeze that we have up further up the coast here. And so you go in the afternoon half day, twilight, and you've got nice, nice waters, flat, calm, where a little bit further north, you might have 15 to whatever knots of wind in the afternoon. And that's just really nice.
We're very spoiled with our weather.
Yeah, well, let me do some here. We got some of our callers here. Let's go to, we're going to break. And when we come back to break, I'm going to go to Eric Bent from the SWBA and our friend William Johnson from Williams Bait and Tackle down Lake Elsinore. Okay, we'll take a quick break. I need more coffee. Chris, we need more coffee. We're on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA. We'll be right back.
Chris doesn't.
You could try to get rid of me. I'm Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hi, everybody. This is award-winning television producer and outdoor videographer Danny Jackson. Looking for the very best in sport fishing action, information, and education? Then your best bet is Angler Chronicles TV, seen weekly on Fox Sports West in stunning high definition. Each week, Sergio and the Angler Chronicles crew take you on an entertaining and educational fishing expedition to both salt and freshwater venues from Baja California to Alaska and throughout the Southland. Don't miss Angler Chronicles Television, 9:30 Sunday mornings and 3 p.m. Tuesdays on Fox Sports West. Visit anglerchronicles.com for details.
Hi, Viet Nguyen here from Owner Hooks. When it comes to sport fishing, nothing is ever guaranteed until now. Introducing the newest innovation in sport fishing from Owner Hooks, the Chumbucket Sabiki. Owner's Chumbucket Sabiki is a new concept that was developed in Japan. A weighted, plastic-molded bucket designed to hold chum or cut bait is attached to the bottom of the sabiki rig. As the rig sits in the current, chum slowly disperses from the bucket into the water, attracting bait fish and predators alike to the five shrimp skin dress hooks above. Inshore, offshore, from the bank, from the pier, or from the boat, the Chum Bucket Sabiki is a great addition to every angler's tackle box. Available in four different sizes, check them out at your favorite fishing tackle retailer or at www.ownerhooks.com. Owner, perfection in hooks. Again, www.ownerhooks.com.
Need a break from the daily grind? Don't dream about it, dream extreme. Then head to Lake Elsinore, the region's extreme sports destination. It's certainly no surprise that Southern California's largest natural lake is known for extreme sports. Visitors can unleash their free spirit by kiteboarding, bow fishing, and power boating. For dragsters desiring to test their mettle, you can jet down the one-mile-long high-speed zone at 150 miles per hour. It's a blast for bass boats, too. The new 8 million boat launch facility is now open at the La Laguna Resort. Enjoy boating all weekend long by RVing or camping at the resort. Lake Elsinore features 3,200 acres of glistening fresh water. This past spring, the lake was stocked with over 7,000 largemouth bass. Anglers can't stop raving about the bass, catfish, and wipers. Lake Elsinore is just a short drive from Orange County or San Diego off Interstate 15 in southwest Riverside County. Whether you want to go jump in a lake or jump out of a plane, parachuting, or jump monster mounds at a motocross track, come experience your dream extreme in Lake Elsinore.
The Sports Lodge comes to you an hour earlier this season. You can catch Roger Lodge now weekdays at 3 on your home for Angels baseball. Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA. And as I promised, let's go to Eric Bent from the Saltwater Bass Anglers. Good morning, Eric. What's going on?
Good morning, sir. You're just rocking out to your Aerosmith, man.
It's a sweet emotion, baby.
That was awesome.
What's going on with the SWA?
Oh, man, we had a great tournament last weekend down in San Diego, and it was the third stop on this year's tour, the Smart and Final Spring Classic. Really a fun event. I think, what did I say last weekend? It would take, I think I nailed it. It was, I predicted 22 to 23 pounds.
Correct.
In it.
Yep, you
yeah,
did.
Yeah, it was Scotty and Mike, your guys from the show the week before there.
Mm-hmm.
They got 22 pounds. So, it was something about the conditions that weekend that just, they were a little unstable, but we're rolling into that spring. I knew that somebody was going to get them, but I figured there'd be a good caper, and there was. So Mike and Scott from Team Dallas Point Spirits, they had 22 pounds. And it was interesting. Those guys were back and forth between Point Loma and La Jolla all day. And they struggled. I don't think they had a fish in the tank till noon. And they were small ones, maybe a couple small ones, if I remember correctly. And our check-in was at 2:30, and I think they were in the third flight, which was 2:30, and they just they almost threw their hands up in the air. They never quit. You know those guys.
But
they were scratching their head, and Mike said, "Hey, La Jolla or Point Loma, which direction?" We could zigzag back and forth all day. They pretty much coin tossed it, and Mike was feeling La Jolla, so they went to La Jolla. And in the last hour, they caught that 22 pounds right in the end of the day. So
yeah, you know, I actually talked to Mike during the week about this, and he said, Serge, he goes, I was ready. We were about to pull out and just say, hey, we got to go in and get this weight. And he goes, and Scotty just wailed on a really good one as they were going. So yeah, it was a late bite, and we want to congratulate the Ballast Point Spirits fishing team of Mike Lane and Scott Patel, because number one, they're friends, personal friends. Number two, we did a show with them, which was fantastic at San Clemente Island, and here they come and they win this particular tournament for the SWA.
Yeah, I talked to Mike yesterday, and he wanted to let you know he really wanted to be on the show today, but they're out fishing over at Clemente today, and he said, you know, the timing isn't going to be right for them to even stop in Avalon to call in, but he said he'd love to call in next weekend if you'd have him. But
absolutely.
It was a great event, you know. Dana Landing and everybody down there, John White, they treat us really well every year, and it was just a fun venue and great fishing. And can I mention second and third place?
Absolutely.
Chris Kieran and his cousin TJ Kieran, they had a really respectable bag of 18.5 pounds, and they're local boys down there. Mm-hmm. Two really nice guys. So their big fish was like 5.5 pounds. And then, of course, Eddie Howerton and Dennis Burleson, Team Killer Whale, those guys came in with 17.32, and they had the big fish of the event. Or I think they had second place. Big fish. Yeah, they had a 6.38. So they got they had Sherry McKinsey on board, and they I think he caught that fish on film, but they had a 6.38 for big fish. And so it was a great event. Little tough fishing below that. You know, there was a shark caper. You know, went down to 16 and 15 and then down to 12 pounds pretty quickly. But I think guys were stoked to be out fishing calicos and sand bass and instead of the spotties that we usually do in the wintertime. So
yeah, I know they were very, very excited. They said, okay, we're done with the spotties. Now we can go catch some bigger fish. So yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so anyway, so you had a really, really good tournament. And when's the next tournament?
It's going to be the 14th. So we're coming up, and that's going to be the Miller Lite Ironman format, which is at a Long Beach. And it's a little different. It's a little bit of a departure from what we've done in the past. Normally, our tournaments are 5-fish limit. You can go out and catch any combination of the three species, unless it's a spotted bay bass event. But we tweaked the format this year and said you can't weigh any more than 3 of any one species within your 5-fish limit. So it forces the sand bass guys to go catch calicos, the calico guys to go catch some sand bass or whatever, if they want to weigh all 5. So, you know, it was a little bit hesitant on that format. You know, we always try to be a little creative and come up with something that's fair, but keeps pushing the sport. And we were biting our nails when we released the schedule with that format. And it's been embraced. The guys really like it. You know, it puts them out of their comfort zone. And, you know, you got a few growlers, but for the most part, guys are happy about the challenge. So we kind of
keeps it fresh
about that.
Keeps it fresh.
Keep it exciting. And that's going to be at from 2 in the afternoon till 10 at night. So instead of that, like you're talking about that afternoon bite, well, obviously our tournaments are usually in the morning. So, or we used to do these brutal night tournaments, but this one's going to be from 2 in the afternoon till 10 at a Long Beach. So it'll be fun. We'll see how that goes. And I'm looking, obviously things are shaping up now. We're in full swing. And so I think there'll be some big bags caught.
Awesome. Eric, so why don't we direct people to your website and also Facebook? How do they get there?
Saltwaterbassanglers.com, or you can just Google SWBA. We're on Facebook and all the other social media. And then, you know, that's where we're at. And we invite everybody to come down to a weigh-in anytime, enjoy the barbecue from Carne de Teresa, and watch a weigh-in and meet and greet some of the guys and talk about fishing. They love to give up some good intel. There's a lot of good sticks down there, and everybody's really friendly.
All right, so on the 14th, it's a 10 p.m. weigh-in time, right?
Yeah, and we'll stream that live on Ustream. So if you go to our Facebook page, there'll be a little player window there. And if you want to watch the weigh-in live and you're home at night on a Saturday night, you know, with nothing to do, you want to watch some bass being weighed, check it out. We'll show it live. And then the weekend after, we're doing that Olive Crest event. So
correct.
Great having you guys down there. We'll talk more about that, obviously. But thank you to Danny and Ron and yourself for coming down. And looking forward to working with Angry Chronicles on that too.
Looking forward to it. But let me ask you a question. On the 14th, right after the weigh-in, are you still going to have the barbecue and everything, food at the time?
We're going to do a pre-lunch one.
It's an early one. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do lunch from 11 to 1, and then we'll start the field at 2, and then come back in and maybe have some coffee there to keep the eyelids peeled open, and then we'll weigh up the fish and get out of there and get everybody home so their weekend's not a complete loss.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Eric, and we'll talk to you next week, and we'll talk during the week. All right, brother?
Okay. Sounds great, and you guys have a great weekend as well.
Thank you very much. Oh, wow. Right. That was cool. You know, a lot of times the SWA in the corner of your parking lot, I forgot, what's that street you come down?
Golden Lantern.
Golden Lantern.
It is Golden Lantern, okay. Mm-hmm. And in that corner over there, they do their weigh-ins, and yeah, they have little booths and stuff. I love that. Let me go to William from Lake Elsinore. Good morning, William.
Good morning, everybody.
Sorry about this. It's been a busy morning, my friend.
I've been hearing. Great show, by the way.
By the way, we got to take you and your kid, okay, on the 22nd. Why don't you come out at the twilight, okay?
All right. That was great.
Nick will be done with school by then, right?
Yes, he will.
Okay.
And he's doing better, by the way.
Oh, good. So let's bring him out, and we'll get him on the boat, and we'll do a nice twilight. I love your gentleman hour twilights, too. It's from 5:30 to 9:30, right?
Yes, four hours.
Yeah, it's not until midnight, 1 o'clock, and then we got to go home, and it's like you don't get home until 3. So this is kind of nice, William. Okay?
Yeah.
It'll be good. So tell me what's...
I used to take that twilight trip a few years back before I got locked into the lake fishing.
Uh-huh.
Always had a blast on the boats with Chris and Brian, and I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. So, hey... I don't know if you heard Danny, but he said that episode on the lake will be out next week, next Sunday.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see it.
We had a blast that weekend on that derby, so it's going to be a great film. Hey, yes. William, what's going on over there at the lake, and what's going on over at your tackle shop?
Oh, well, the tackle shop is all loaded up, stocked up with all your bassing and your catfish base right now with the bite on, and that's been the hot bite out here still. The catfish are still turning pretty good. The bass action for you guys coming out, all reaction baits.
Mm-hmm.
Spinner baits, shallow running cranks, your whites, your yellows, your chartreuse. The water conditions are somewhat stained right now, so throw those brighter colors. But the shad are popping up on... If you're looking for the fish, that's where they are. They're hanging next to those schools of shad, guys.
Very good. Hey, William. Hold on a second. Can you queue up Greg Boslock at the same time? Let's get Greg in here. Greg, good morning. Are you there? Oh, not yet. William, the reason I want to get Greg on the line, I can see him. I want to see if we can get him keyed up at the same time.
Hello.
There you are, Greg. William, do you remember... how he was talking about his on-target team was going to take the championship out of everybody's hands at this Lake Elsinore Derby?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I want you to hold on to that. We've got to take a short break. But we're coming back, and we're going to talk about this, how they did, how we did, how everybody else did, okay? So you're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and we'll be right back.
She'll dress up all in lace and go in style.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Put your poker face on in our non-smoking poker room. The first poker house in California and the friendliest poker room around. It features 16 tables of live-action poker from Texas Hold'em, Omaha High-Low, Pot Limit Omaha to 7-Card High-Low. We regularly feature tournaments, promotions, and giveaways exclusively for our poker players. So get ready to go all in and have a seriously good time playing your favorite game. We offer a variety of the most popular table games. Some of our exciting card games include Easy Baccarat and the best blackjack in the Inland Empire area. All in an exciting atmosphere with exhilarating daily poker tournaments with low buy-ins and full action. three-card poker with best odds and 200-to-1 Royal Flush. Ultimate Texas Hold'em and Blackjack with continuous machine shuffled games. Our liberal rules allow players to split paired cards up to four hands and double down on splits, except aces. To get the most from your play, Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino invites guests to join the Players Club. Members have the chance to win even more money and prizes through ongoing monthly promotions available with the Players Club membership. The Poker Room offers adult beverages and food service right at your table. Our courteous and friendly staff will see to your every need. Open 24/7, stop and play $2 blackjack, and try the delicious Angus steak and eggs breakfast for just $4.99 every day, all day long. Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino, California's friendliest card room. Just off the 15 freeway and Diamond Drive in Lake Elsinore. Visit lercasino.com for current promotions.
Good morning, this is Don Brockman coming to you from Davies Locker Sport Fishing and Whale Watching, located in beautiful Newport Harbor in the Balbo Pavilion. We offer daily trips for the beginner all the way up to the experienced angler. We even offer skiff rentals for fishing Newport Harbor. These trips are available daily, including half day, twilight, three-quarter day, and of course overnight trips that will take you to the big game sport fish such as tuna, yellowtail, albacore, that frequent the waters offshore of Newport Beach. We also have a full-service tackle store for all your rental tackle needs, so what are you waiting for, guys? Pick up the phone and call Davies Locker at 949-566-8788 and get your adventure started today. Also, you can look us up on the web at davieslocker.com. Once again, that phone number is 949-566-8788 and tell them that you're calling from Angler Chronicles and receive a 50% off on one of our many trips offered at Davies Locker Sport Fishing. Good fishing.
Had enough of the hassles of airport parking? Tired of driving around and around looking for a parking space and then paying too much? There's a better way to park at the airport. The Parking Spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles run every 5 minutes and will whisk you to the front door of your airline terminal. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. Nothing could be easier or a better value. The Parking Spot has two convenient locations serving LAX. For directions or more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
Can California Chrome do something that hasn't happened in 36 years? The second leg of the Triple Crown is today. AM 830 KLAA will bring you the Preakness, and we'll learn if the amazing California Chrome can continue his magical run.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA. And as we went to the break, we were talking to William from William's Boat, Bait, and Tackle on Lake Elsinore. And actually not on the lake, on the side of the lake, just to make sure everybody gets that right. And Greg Boslog from the On Target Shooting Range, which Ron and I took a little trip this week, and we got a chance to shoot some really, really cool guns. So I want to thank Greg for that. Anyway,
and then you're going to turn around and trash talk me? Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Well, see, it's what I call the velvet hammer. I give you a lot of velvet, a lot of softness, and then I bring down the hammer on you. William, there was a lot of bragging the week before the event, wasn't there?
Oh, man, there was even pre-fishing bragging. Yeah, the tournament bragging. Oh, man, it was going on strong.
Uh-huh.
But and all defense to Greg's crew, it wasn't just from them, you know, but they came out and they gave it a valiant effort. But
okay, but, you know, what we need to do right now, because it was they came into our realm and they were trash-talking. So we're going to keep it to On Target and Angler Chronicles. Okay, so
right.
I know, William, that you know this. Give me the weight total for the On Target team. 2 days.
Wow, it was a goose egg, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the total of 0 pounds. Okay, and let me just say that the Angler Chronicles team, okay, and I'll be honest, I didn't really fish. Okay, we had Ron catch a fish just 10 feet, 15 feet from the On Target kayak that was 7.8 7 1/4 pounds.
Yeah, they told me that you guys, you know, they were chumming there for you guys, and you took part of it. So.
But wait a minute, And then we go, and it wasn't enough for Ron to catch a 7 1/4 pound catfish. Then he catches a soft, what do you call that, a soft shell turtle?
Yes.
That this thing must have been like 20 pounds. Okay, and then, of course, Ron didn't want to handle it. I had to handle it. And I'm like, I'm looking at this thing coming up from the murky water. I go, what the heck is this? All I see is a leg and a head, and it's angry, and you got him right in the mouth.
Yeah, well, it wasn't I didn't want to handle it. When I went to reach for it, it went to bite me, and that's why I went, yeah, you can have it.
That thing tried to bite Danny, too, when he was filming it.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, we got to be very careful and get that owner hook out of it. Thank God it's an owner hook. It was nice and sharp and easy to get out. But it was that. But that's not enough. Okay, then after the turtle, which I think probably is going to be the wonderful thing of the show, Tony catches the biggest fish of the Derby. And what did that come in, 11 1/4?
11 1/4.
Yeah, 11 1/4. So Angler Chronicles defended its turf. Now, I realize On Target's all about guns, okay? So it's okay. It's okay. We'll give you that, Greg. Okay. We gave you a handicap, but zero. When I went into your realm for the Pheasant Fantastic, I at least hit 4 birds.
Well,
on 5 shots.
Yeah, but we had to set it up for you.
Oh, okay, you're trash talking.
No,
tomorrow.
No, you know, we got spanked. That's the best way to describe it.
It's all good.
I told my guys that for Christmas this year, they're all getting lumps of coal.
No, there will be more opportunities in a lot of the owner hook schools that we do. In fact, we got one coming up. Greg, this is in your neck of the woods in Laguna Niguel. Okay, so come out on the 22nd, correct?
Thursday, yes.
Thursday, May 22nd. That's a twilight. Greg, we're going to have a lot of fun on that one. You can do it. It's 5:30 to 9:30, so we don't get back so late, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I look forward to seeing you there. Hey, William, so everything good on the lake? You said you had some shed going on?
Yes. The shed or starting to do this spawn thing close to the shore, and the predatory fish are sitting right behind them. I actually went out yesterday trying to get some shad and decided to throw my crappie stick, and I found out that there's still wiper in the lake. I got blasted, just the line just screaming. I made about 4 or 5 runs, got it up to where I see it, and just like the wiper that they normally are, they get to the shore and they make that last run and he snapped me off.
So you see, Greg, even the experts have problems with it.
Oh yeah. Okay. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, William, so what's the give us some numbers, give us some web page.
You can reach us at 951-642-0640 and visit us at www.williamsboatandtackle.com or visit us on Facebook at Williams Bait and Tackle as well. Just to let everybody know, we're having a grand opening for Lake Elsinore Aquatic Center tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Perfect.
We're going to have a paddleboard run at 9 a.m. as well. We're going to have food vendors, sheriff departments, boating and safety. Out giving fares for everybody. So come on out and check out the new Lake Aquatic Center at the La Laguna Resort. The address is 32040 Riverside Drive.
All right. You know, I may see if I can make the drive down there tomorrow. Okay?
Yes. Sounds good. Look forward to seeing you.
All right. Thanks, William. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right. Have a good weekend, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Greg. So now we'll get more focused in on the on target here. Hey, do we dare tell people what's coming in May?
Yes, I think it's time to do that.
I think it's time, huh? Okay. Do you want to make the announcement? Or you want me to make the announcement?
Well, we can both make the announcement and talk about it. But go ahead and get started, and then we'll jump in and talk.
Okay.
About it.
So listeners, pay attention. As of May 31st, we are adding a half hour to the program. And so we're not going to end at 7. We're going to go to 7:30. And then about, what do you expect? About 2 or 3 months after that, we'll go the full hour, right?
Right.
And the reason we don't have the full hour to number 3 hours is because, you know, there's some programming issues. But at least May 31st will be extended a half hour. And Chris, you're going to love this. This is right up Chris's alley. It's going to be about shooting sports. Okay, so we're going to have the whole, you know, angling and shooting and hunting all mixed in. There's what I call the Chronicles Soup. You know, we might have, that would have been a good name for it. Okay. And we are having, let everybody know that the crew is about to go on a Eurasian dove hunt.
Right. Okay. That's going to be the 26th and 27th.
We're going to go ahead and film that, and it'll be an upcoming episode. And I can see, Chris is a big hunter right here. In fact, let me introduce you. Greg, this is Chris.
Hi,
it's
Chris.
Captain Chris Pica.
Pleasure to meet you.
Okay, this is Greg Bosluck from the On Target Shooting Range right there in Laguna Niguel off of Avery, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you're a big hunter, Chris.
I love to hunt. Born to hunt.
Yeah. In fact, I came over. Now, I'm not a hunter, but I'm getting into it. And I asked Greg, I go, you know, I'd like to do 2 more hunts this year. And I'd like, get some pig, because I love to eat pig, and I'd like to get some turkey. And he goes, turkey, that's probably the hardest one. And I go, yeah, but I saw some pictures that Chris Pica showed me. That was you with the turkeys. And they're, it makes for a great photograph. I mean, you got all those feathers and all that. Why are you shaking your head, Donna?
Oh, I just laugh. We call him the Great White Hunter. He always has something.
There you go.
Turkey's a new one for me, but.
Okay, I might have to. Well, let me ask you a question. Can you get away, Donna? You're the general manager. Can you get away on the 26th and 27th, Chris?
He probably already has it off.
It's a Monday and a Tuesday.
A Monday and a Tuesday. I don't know. I'll have to look at the schedule and see
okay.
what we're doing there.
Can we extend an invitation so he comes out and films with us?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I would love to have him.
There you go, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have another captain.
That may be bad when you got that many captains around there.
Well, you know what? I got to stock the deck in our favor, right, Larry? I mean, we're not shooters. We're casters.
Yeah, we're out of our realm, but we'll do our best.
Shh, don't tell them that because, you know, I'm using Chris and Rick, the two captains that are like big, huge hunters.
Yeah. I did some hunting in my past, but not like Chris or Rick Scott. Those guys are avid hunters that do it, you know, every year.
Yeah, well, I'll be the first to admit I don't have a clue. I mean, until this year, hunting, I did hunt back in Argentina. That was years ago. It was like 2 hunts, one for wild boar, which was great because it was on horseback, okay, and the other one was for mountain lion. That was weird, yeah, but it was good. I mean, I love what we did with the Pheasant Fantastic. And it's gonna be a good one. It's gonna be a good one.
It'll be warm, but it'll be fun.
How warm?
Oh, you can expect it to be 90.
Oh, that's nothing. After this week, I got past this week. I want everybody to understand 106 in Newport Beach. What is going on?
Yeah, now, you know, a lot of people were getting sick of the posting on Facebook about the weather from so many people. But we're down on the beach. Our houses don't even have air conditioning, okay?
But
so when it's 106, we're going to fuss and whine about it, and you're going to know about it.
But let's be honest. I mean, I got tired of watching everybody's weather, little phone app weather thing. It's 104. It's 100. It's like, okay, guys, we get it. Okay, I'm sitting.
Yeah, but Sergio, you live a mile from the beach.
I don't know. 106? I live less than that. I live a block
from the
beach.
Yeah, we're not in Cabo. You know, it's Newport Beach.
Well, I call it payback. Right? I call it payback for everybody who lives inland.
Yeah, and they were, it was actually cooler in Arizona than it was here.
I know. Chris Dunn, a friend, said that. Hey, Greg, don't go anywhere.
Okay.
I got to take a quick break. We're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and we'll come back, and we're going to talk more about Dana Wharf sport fishing and whale watching. There are our friends down to the south, so we'll get there. And I got Dave sitting there on the dock, so we'll be right back. Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. It's up to you. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Owner Fishing Hooks are the premier hook in the fishing industry. With their designer black finishes, Owner Hooks feature the patented and revolutionary cutting point technology. Led by a needle sharp point, when the hook begins to penetrate, the resistance decreases as the three cutting edges slice their way through for an instant positive hook set. Despite what other brands may claim, only Owner cutting point hooks match ultimate sharpness with fantastic penetration. Nothing is more important than your piece of equipment that actually catches the fish, your Owner hook. Used by Ronnie Kovac all over the world. Once you try an Owner, you'll be hooked for life. Join Ronnie Kovac and the Owner Hook Instructional Pro staff on an Owner Hook on the Water Fishing School. For more information, go to fishingexpeditions.com. Owner, perfection in hooks.
Check out the largest indoor shooting range in all of Orange County. On Target, certified distributors for Glock, Wilson Combat, Springfield, Sig Sauer, CZ, Mossberg, Remington, Ruger, and Beretta. 20 lanes open 7 days a week, serving Orange County for 18 years. Conveniently located off the 5 freeway in Laguna Niguel. Classes of all kinds, including firearm selection, home defense, and women's personal safety. All NRA certified instructors. Great for corporate fun shoots, team buildings, birthdays, bachelor and bachelorette parties. Folks of all ages and types, from scout troops to law enforcement to government agencies, love On Target. For more information, go to OnTargetRange.com. That's OnTargetRange.com. Or call 949-348-0352. That's 949-348-0352.
Take Angels Radio with you everywhere you go. The AM830 KLAA app is available now on your smartphone.
Download it from the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM830 KLAA. And that's a little bit of smoke on the water, if I'm not mistaken. And that's what happened to the On Target crew at Elsinore. Bam! Oh, I had to do that. I had to do that. Thank you.
You're still slapping me silly. Okay.
Yeah, okay. But listen, I got to ask Ron right away. Hey, what's going on at Turner's, buddy?
Well, Sergio, as you know, Turner's Outdoors, they're Southern California's number one hunting and fishing shooting sports retailer since 1971.
Uh-huh, and they have how many stores going on?
I believe now they have 18, but they got one more on the way.
And that's from Oxnard all the way to San Diego. And to me, they're just the one-stop shop for fishing, tackle, hunting, and shooting. They're great. And what else we got going on there?
Well, you know, they offer all the greatest selection of fishing tackle, and their top manufacturers like Daiwa, Abbott, Abu Garcia, and Okuma, and many more.
All right, so listen up, folks. So whether you're planning a fishing trip to any of the waters from the Eastern Sierras or running offshore with Dana Wharf Landing, just go to Turner's and talk to their skilled staff, and they'll make sure that you have all the right gear so that your experience on the water will just be outstanding. And also keep this in mind. You can join their email list, and you get their weekly ads and get some off-the-hook specials right in your inbox, right?
Yep. You're going to go to Turner's at www.turners.com.
Perfect. And it's Southern California's number one fishing, hunting, and shooting sports retailer with 18 Southern California locations. So visit them soon. There you go. All right, Greg, so let me get back to you. Okay. We're going to start this new show. Okay. And it's actually not a new show. It's just a new segment. So we're going to be going, folks, to 3 hours. You get 2 hours of fishing, 1 hour of hunting. And it's going to be, and it's not just hunting. It's shooting sports all the way around, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right. We're not just talking, we're going to go out hunting somewhere. We're going to talk to a multitude of different ranges, indoor and outdoor ranges. We want to talk about hunting activities or shooting activities, such as in just a couple of weeks, On Target will be there. Mm-hmm. We actually have a booth for children. It's out at Rahoghi's shooting sports fair. It's May 30th through June 1st, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, so let's not give away too much information because I want these guys to tune in and see what we're going to do. So the one thing I do need to know, and so do our listeners, is how do they get to On Target?
On Target is down in South Orange County, right off of 5 and Avery, 27692 Camino Capistrano. Number is 949-348-0352, and it's www.ontargetrange.com or On Target Range or ontargetesales.com. And either one gets us to it, and our page, on the front of our page, you'll see the link to this shooting sports fair, which is just the first of many activities we want to talk about, where, you know, you got some great activities during the year for the fishing. And by the way, I've been to Dana Harbor, I can't tell you how many times, fishing and playing with the kids and stuff. So,
well, listen up, Greg, and let's do something because I'm running out of time.
Right.
Let's leave Greg on. Could you please cue up Captain Rick Scott from the Ocean Odyssey?
Oh, is he going to talk trash to me too?
Well, of course we are. And then, and at the same time, what I want you guys to listen to is Donna. Tell these people about what you told me about the 24th.
Oh yeah. So yeah, we have a live music cruise that we run all summer for those people that want to do something different. And we were talking about how, you know, if you want to bring a date out on the water, this is a great time to do it. The live music cruise starts on May 24th, and it's every Saturday through September. We have amazing local bands. It's going to kick off with Derek and the Daytime Drinkers on the 24th. It's classic rock. And, you know, it's 8 to 9:30. It's really fun. So.
Okay, so there you go. So, Rick, on Saturday night, okay, can you grab Dina?
As long as I don't have to dance.
Well, what do you mean you're going to dance? You're going to dance.
No.
Okay, can you rock out?
Sure.
All right, then we can do that. Okay, you said it's rock band, right?
Yeah, it's rock band.
Okay. There you go. But let me do what's right. This is Captain Rick Scott from the Ocean Odyssey out of H&M Landing. Okay, Rick, I want you to talk to Donna from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and Whale Watching, and Captain Chris Pica.
Good morning. That's actually the landing where I started my fishing growing up in El Toro. Started out with fishing three-quarter day with Tom and George as the cook, and had a great time when I was a kid there.
Georgie Burgers. People love Georgie Burgers.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
He's a legend.
Yeah.
He is. George Clough. He's definitely a legend.
Okay. So there you go. So what do you think? Can I get a nod here? Can we get May 24th, the Angler Chronicles team? You know, okay, let's start with you, Larry.
Sergio, I'm going to back Rick up a little bit. Hey, Rick, if I can dance, anybody can dance, okay?
No, Rick, let me clear that.
That resembles dancing.
He attempted to dance. That is not what came out. Agreed, Ron?
Yeah.
Okay. It's on film.
Oh, it's on film, and this is what happened. We went to Lake Elsinore, the Derby. You know, we stayed overnight at the casino. It was a two-day event, so they had some music. So we get out there, we start rocking, and here comes, how tall are you, 6'5", 6'7"?
6'5".
6'5". I mean, as far
6'10".
As...
6'10". It's all about having fun, Sergio, okay?
So, but Rick and Greg, I want you guys to imagine, you know, I think he's more like 7'5", okay? And he's, you know, he's trying to move, and it's like, and I go at one point, are you doing the robot? Or he goes, no, I'm grooving here. And I go, no, you know.
Nobody reported any earthquakes, okay?
Yeah. So, Rick, it wasn't that bad.
I don't think there's enough foot surgeons at Mission Hospital for me to get out on that death floor.
Well, anyway, we're having some fun. See if you and Dina can make it. Greg, why don't you bring your wife out?
I'm going to give it a try. We got kids coming in from out of town, so I got to.
Bring them.
No, I wouldn't let my kids out. You know?
Oh, come on. Your kids are all grown. I know your daughter.
That's right.
We know what the coolest thing about his range? You go in there, it's very women-friendly, and they're all packing. Okay? I mean, they walk around with a sidearm. I love it. I love it at the range. Anyway, listen, I'm really running out of time, guys. So, Rick, give us your info real quick.
OceanOdysseyFishing.com, or you can call Dina at 619-889-4535. And
getting the boat ready here to start fishing here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. I heard that there's some tuna 150 miles south.
Yeah,
so
there's a couple boats out looking today, so we'll see what happens here. They've been catching yellowtail on the kelps. They've seen some bluefin, but sounds like there's a lot down below here to move up.
All right, good. And we're looking forward to our day and a half we're going to be doing with you, okay?
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Rick.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks,
you bet
Greg.
You guys have a great rest of the weekend, too.
Thank you. Okay, you got about 5 minutes. So, Donna, make your push. Make your push.
Okay.
What did we miss?
Well, we missed, like, our daily schedule. So our daily schedule of fishing trips, 5 a.m. all day to Catalina Island on the Fury. Mm-hmm. We have a 6 a.m. three-quarter day, our most popular trip, 9 hours on the water on the Clemente or the Sumfun. And then we have a series of half-day trips, five-hour trips, during the week, 10 a.m. And then on the weekends, we have 6:30 and 12 noon. And then we also have that twilight, 5:30 to 9:30. And I want to remind everybody that this Thursday, May 22nd, we're going to have the Owner Hook Seminar with all you guys. Mm-hmm. That'll be on the Clemente at 5:30. If you'd like to go on any of those trips, all you need to do is go to danawharf.com. danawharf.com. And right on our homepage, it'll say buy tickets now. You go there. And everything's out on a calendar. Pick what you want and come see us at Dana Wharf.
There you go. He couldn't have said any better than that. Who's going to be our captain on that twilight?
It'll be Captain Corey Leeser.
Okay.
And Chris will be there.
Yeah, we got to have Chris.
Well, he'll be there your field guy.
Now you'd realize you're going to have a lot of competition there.
Your pro staffer.
Bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
Corey, I've known since he was, I think he might even been a pinhead on the Cal Don back in the day. Okay, that goes way back. Okay, so I've known him for a long time. I'm really looking forward to fishing now with Captain Corey Leeser.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Sergio, he's been a captain for a long time now, pal.
Yeah,
Mo, I'm a long time.
I'm only 31, so I mean, you know, I think he's older than I am, right? Corey's he's older than 31, isn't he? Yeah, he's older than I am. Yeah. Okay. All right. So one more time. Everybody, we invite you, and I think I can manage to get most of the crew and Greg and everybody out on
and
May
24th. Jimmy's going, and your dad.
Oh,
your dad going?
You can count us in.
Okay.
For sure. May 24th. But I'm gonna hit these guys up for May 24th.
Oh, yeah.
We want to go out and party hardy on a boat. Lily, you've been very quiet all day, but you definitely got to come in and go dancing with us.
Oh, I'll be there. I love dancing.
All right. Thank you very much, Tony. All right. So make sure we do that. So you go ahead and get your...
The trip on the 22nd for the twilight. Come out fishing with us, guys.
Yeah.
Meet the crew from the studio here.
Yeah.
We're all going to be there.
You can also call 949-496-5794.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. If you come on the 522 trip, you get to come out and dance with Sergio on Saturday for free. I'll give you a free ticket. When you come on the 522 Twilight Trip, we'll give you free live music, and you can come dance with Sergio.
Dance with me or pretend to dance with Larry? Is that good?
Well, I was watching you and William trying to learn the moves because you two.
No, you two. You know, and I'll just say this. You know that we started the fishing. I mean the dancing. Look at me, fishing in the head. We started the dancing. Every music was playing. Nobody was doing anything. And I said, you know what? What we need, and some of you will realize, I go up to the DJ and say, play the Cupid Shuffle. Yeah. Do you guys know the Cupid Shuffle? No. Okay.
No.
Only Lily knows that. And it's one of those line type dance. It tells you what to do. Go to the left, turn, kick, all that stuff. And you know what? It got the party started, and it was nonstop from then on.
We have fun.
You
come fishing with us. You come dancing with us. Whatever we do, you come with us. You're
going to
have fun.
I'm
going
to pay just to see Larry dance.
Yeah, okay. I want to thank Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and Whale Watching. Donna, thank you for coming in. Chris Pica, thank you for coming in, and we look forward to fishing with you on the 22nd Twilight and get this party started. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
It's time to truck on out of the city and get outside in God's country.
We'll see you next week on Radio Outdoor Expeditions.